It's 9:41. This is WGN Radio. Hey, Dave Ennard, are you around? Because Steve Krasanich wasn't laughing his heart at my joke a little while
ago. Yes, I'm here, John.
I'm not fishing for a laugh track.
I can do better, I swear.
Rokon's producer, Jeff Carlin, sent me that joke the other day, and I thought, well, that was kind of fun. Hey, Dave, what kind of jokes are the CDC recommending during the coronavirus outbreak?
I don't know, John. What kind?
Inside jokes, because...
It's just as funny the second time.
Thank you for that. I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not, but I'll keep going. Hey, guys, what do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. Hey, Dave, what should you do if you're attacked by a gang of clowns?
I don't know, John.
You should go for the juggler. Hey.
I like that.
That one's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You hear, guys, they caught the great produce bandit. Did you know that there was a great produce bandit?
No.
Yeah, they caught him. You know how?
How?
Well, he stopped to take a leak. You see, a leak is a...
Yeah.
All right. Hey, how many Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How
Sex.
Many?
Hey, how many weightlifters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
It takes four. One to screw in the bulb and three to stand around going, "You're getting huge, dude." Guy shows up late for work. The boss yells at him, "You should have been here at 8:30. Guy says, "Really? What happened at 8:30? How many Teamsters does it take to screw in a light bulb, guys?
How many, John?
It takes six. You got a problem with that? I have some math jokes. You want to hear them?
Yeah, I love math jokes.
I don't think you do. Hey, Dave, what do you call dudes who love math?
What do you call them?
Algebros. You know why the fraction was apprehensive about marrying the decimal?
Why the fraction was apprehensive about marrying the decimal?
Yeah, you almost need to think about this one. Why was the fraction apprehensive about marrying the decimal?
I don't know.
He's apprehensive because he knew he'd have to convert. You know why the math book is so depressed? Why is a math book so depressed? Well, it's got a lot of problems. Almost done. Hey, you know why you should never trust a math teacher with graphing paper? Because they're always plotting something. Your headphones are working, right? Because I'm not sure they're getting this through your headphones.
The math jokes.
I could.
They're just
really good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great.
Bear comes upon a couple of hikers. The first hiker says, "We can't outrun him. We're going to have to fight the bear." The second hiker just takes off his boots and puts on his running shoes. And the first guy says, "You can't outrun a bear." And the second guy says, "I don't have to outrun the bear. I have to outrun you."
That's good.
Okay.
I like that. Nature jokes are good, John.
I think math jokes are good. It's just, I guess, depends on the audience. That's what I'm thinking here. Well, we can do that again another day, just kind of alleviate the pain or bring on a new kind of pain, which still takes your mind off the first one. Don't you agree? It's 9:44, back into the WGN Radio newsroom. Steve Krasanich is also watching a kind of improving forecast, huh?